for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Y'all come on in to my house. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be talking this hour about heating your water. And if you have any questions on the traditional tank style water heater or the new trend in the industry, the tankless water heaters, now would be a great time for you to jump online, call. I'm here with Romy, my son, co-hosting the show. We've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, and she'll take your phone call at
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I stand by it. I would sooner give up a computer and my air conditioning unit before I give up my water heater.
Yeah? You like that hot shower,
you know,
huh?
That having hot showers and access to warm water instantly is a convenience. It would take me a long time to retrain myself to live without.
Well, I'm glad you said you'd give up your computer, because we had an IT specialist at the office this week quoting us whether we're going to go cloud-based or new server and whatnot. And after I saw the estimate, I ordered him to rebuild 12 IBM Selectric typewriters and get us all alphanumeric pagers.
Pagers, eh?
Pagers, alphanumeric pagers.
Old school.
Oh, man, holy cow. It's just a part of doing business anymore.
So you're saying I've already given up my computer?
You'll do real good on an IBM Selectric typewriter, that's for sure. We're here with water heating expert Mr. David Norton, service representative of Eco Water, all about water, a proud Rosie on the House certified water treatment and plumbing specialist for about the last 12 years.
At least. Probably longer than that.
Yeah. So, David, appreciate you taking time on Saturday morning to come and talk this topic through with us.
Rosie, Romy, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's the blog of the week. It's the topic of tankless water heaters. And before we dive into that, Rome.
I was going to say, if you have our home maintenance calendar and you're looking at October, it says all about water. And October is water month at Rosie on the House. That's all we're talking about is water. But that's also the name of the company, All About Water as well. So perfect guest for our water month. And y'all have been a water purification specialist, but we're talking today mainly about heating the water because it is an incredible convenience. I'm convinced that it attributes to the massive population growth of the world over the last two centuries was having access to instant hot water.
Clean, hot water. Nothing like the feeling of a shower, that's for sure. So let's talk about water heating in general.
Yeah. Okay. So, All About Water, we've been partnering with you guys for quite a while now. It's been family owned and operated for almost 40 years now in the Valley. We've been bringing great quality water to families.
But Dave's still only 39.
Yeah. If you ask him, yes. So we've been servicing the Valley for with water treatment for quite a while now. And really, I'm in homes every single day. I'm in people's garages, and I'm seeing the trends, and I'm seeing what is going on with our customers, and just want to make sure that we can give some of your listeners some insights that's going to save them some money, some time, and some heartache as far as how to care for their present water heaters, but more importantly, get them in the mindset of the future, which is tankless, and go in that route.
And we look at the conventional, traditional water heater, except for the overhead garage door. It's probably the largest appliance that you have in your house. It's without a doubt the most ignored appliance in a house.
Absolutely.
Until you don't have hot water. Until, then it gets all the attention.
Until it becomes a problem. That's right. Yep.
That's exactly right. The hot water story at our house is, of course, I was in the ICU unit when my daughter wanted to get married. So they canceled the wedding, and they were going to have the wedding at the hospital. So the night before the wedding at the hospital, the water heater at my house gushes all over the floor.
Of course, because it likes to pick the most opportune time. Yes.
Right when you've got, you know, everybody coming over to get cleaned up.
So just how much do you want to ignore me now?
Yeah. But we take a 40-gallon water heater, 60-gallon, 80-gallon, and we stand it up, and it takes up a lot of room, and we set the thermostat on the unit to the temperature we like, maybe a single-element heater, maybe a double-element heater, heats the water up, and then it constantly reheats that same water until someone ends up using it.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to talk about. Probably one of the most common misconceptions that I see with the families that we serve, and again, 90% of Arizonans, is that this is a permanent fixture in your home. It's never going to fail. It's never going to need to be replaced. And they just move in and sit, it's there, and they forget it. Examples of this. I go and I see folks who have built storage systems, storage racks, shelving in front of their water heater as if it's never coming out. And it's never moving, and it's never – the tanks, the big tanks.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm talking –
That's a big mistake.
Absolutely. And then, I see antiques, family photos, paintings stacked around the water heater as if it's never going to leak, as if it's never going to fail, and it's going to be there forever. And so what we're seeing is about 6 to 10 years lifespan out of a tank water heater. Arizona water quality is absolutely horrible.
It's hard.
And it's hard. And it just takes those water heaters, the tank systems, take a beating. And so over time, again, folks, whether it be that they've never had the experience that you've had as far as that rupture or that leak.
Oh, they have.
Or they're going to have it. It's coming.
80% of every vertical hot water heater springs a leak.
Exactly.
They never replace them preventatively.
Exactly.
You never replace it till it's leaking.
Exactly. And so, I mean, water is a huge contributing factor to that. Brand of the water heater is a contributing factor to that. Preventative maintenance. And you're absolutely right. People are just, they set it. They don't, you know, think about it once they move in, and they don't know what to do. And so one of the things that we like to do when we come in is just educate families on the preventative maintenance things that they can be doing to extend the life of their current tank, or really look at the big picture and the long-term solution, which is going tankless.
We've got a text in here from a listener. It says, my conventional 40-gallon electric water heater isn't producing consistent temperature. The first person in the morning seems to get enough, but after that, nobody else. Now, I know what I suspect is the problem. What would you suspect is the problem?
I mean, the elements could be starting to go on that.
He's got one element out.
That's most likely the case. Again, for what these things are rated for their energy efficiency and for what that, all of that starts to diminish once water enters that system. And so the clock starts ticking, and the lifespan of that unit is going to start to decrease once water hits the system. And again, it's old technology that, again, if you're talking 6 to 10 years, I mean, I serviced a lady the other day, 12 years, she was on her third water heater.
Wow.
Whew.
Third water heater in 12 years.
Well, now, on this situation with the elements, I know you plumbers can change elements without draining the water heater.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would not recommend a homeowner try that.
No. And again,
take the opportunity to drain it, flush it, and I would say remove both elements and replace both.
Definitely do both at the same time. If one's out, the next one's on its way.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's one of those parts that's too cheap not to do both at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's definitely more cost-effective to do both at the same time. We have lots of do-it-yourselfers who are watching the YouTube videos and doing that. What we always recommend, have us out the first time. Have us walk you through it. Let us show you how to do it. And then if you feel comfortable moving forward, doing it yourself, great. But at least have the professionals come in. That way you're not spending money twice to get the same job done the first time.
And then the other part of a conventional water heater is that sacrificial rod that mounts through the top. We call it an anode rod.
Yep.
And people will remove that, and it'll look like it has acne on it.
I've never heard acne before. That's
and
good.
Whatnot. And they replace it. And I tell people, don't replace that thing until it's about the diameter of a pencil. Because it's supposed to look like that. It's doing its job.
Yes. If someone has ever even heard of an anode rod, A-N-O-D-E, because people are like, what did you say? the anode, I'm telling you, 95% of the people who I have a conversation with about a water heater, I say anode rod, they say anode what?
Yeah.
I mean, they've never heard of it before. They're not the easiest thing to get out of, you know, a water heater if you're not familiar with it. There's two styles. There's a nipple style and a hex style. If you have a hex style, you need an impact gun to get out, really, and stuff. And again, those units are under pressure. And so without
and then
releasing
the
that pressure,
style, you got to undo all the plumbing.
You got to undo all the plumbing. And without really kind of knowing the cycles and stuff, like I said, our best recommendation, have us out, have us walk you through how to do that. But the two absolute best things you can be doing for your tank style water heater is flushing it on a consistent basis and checking that rod and replacing it when necessary. That rod is going to get eaten away. Its job is to get eaten away.
That's
we
right.
want it to get eaten
That's
away.
Right.
But it does get to a point where if it's eaten away too much, it's ineffective. And then that water is going after your tank and shortening the lifespan.
And a lot of plumbers we've talked to, if you haven't drained it ever, a lot of them will say, don't. Do you agree with that?
I disagree. I say, you know, absolutely be
never
flushing it. It's
start.
Never too late to start doing that. I mean, we want to get as much life out of that unit as we can. Trust us, when we come in, if we see the signs, if, you know, we see the leaks and the rust and stuff like that, we're going to recommend replacing because, again, you're too far gone past that point. But absolutely be flushing. And in Arizona, I know a lot of those manuals will say 1 year, 2 year. I mean, if you have a standard flush valve on that water heater, the one that came with it, you should be doing it minimum every 6 months.
Wow.
Minimum.
And I think when you flush it, you should put a nylon sock on the end of the hose and collect the debris and put that in a jar and set it by your kitchen counter to remind you of the yuck that's inside
your
hot
water.
The
reminder of you want to go tankless, yes.
Somebody did that in the office. I wonder where you got that idea.
But if you've got car buying on your to-do this weekend, Sanderson Ford is not open on Sunday. They reserve that day for rest.
And, baby, it's head 'em up time right now. Move 'em out. It's Ford Truck Month at Sanderson Ford with a herd of 44 Rangers. Now in the stalls, Sanderson Ford is having a Ranger Roundup. You can drive one out for only $28.9. Now, if you want a little more beef than that, how about a Raptor? They've got 35 Raptors in a variety of colors, packages, and options with no added markup. No added markup on a Raptor. How can you beat that? Now, if you're not into trucks, well, giddy up in a new Ford Mustang starting at only $22.9. They have a corral full of 43 ponies to choose from. So head in to Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, and head out in a brand new Ford. Arizona, hey y'all, this is Sanderson Ford Country.